like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. All the time. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. I come to party, tryna get lit. Music loud, it's lit up with hits. If I hop on it, then do what you get. I just go in like the flip of a switch. I come to party, tryna get lit. Music loud, it's lit up with hits. If I hop on it, then do what you get. I just go in like the flip of a switch.
No way better to start off the 502nd episode of Truth Speech with the King. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Truth Speech with the King. Happy March. It's March 1st, 2024. February is no motherfucking more. Ooh, another month of 2024 just knocked out of the ballpark. Mind you, it's only March now, so we still got plenty more of this year left. And don't worry, guys, we will make the best use of it, as we have. Because as I just heard myself saying, 500. We are in the 500th era of podcast episodes, man. You guys should see what I'm wearing too. Totally, it's like I am totally wearing this vest because, dude, we had to prepare for this one. This one is a hard hitting one. Every episode is better than the last, and nevertheless, we are live. We are here. It's March 1st, 2024. As we said, my name is Gabriel Hernandez. Joining me here at the top of Ziawa, bright and motherfucking early. Straight out of the kitchen, and no, I wasn't cooking, I was cleaning. You know, a lot of people seem to misinterpret genders and stuff, and we have a whole bunch of issues here in the United States of America, let alone inside the whole world. You know, a lot of big misconceptions when it comes to jobs women can do, jobs men can do, jobs certain people can't, A or B, or C or D can and can't do. You've got people making decisions and having opinions on things that they know nothing about. Stuff that they aren't even a part of. Stuff that they don't even have any say-so in. Mind you, now, we've said this a bunch of times on the show. We have nothing, obviously, nothing in this life is promised. We have said nothing is guaranteed, but we cannot leave our fate of the people who don't care about us. So that's where you come in, and that's where you grab life by the balls. That's why you learn as much information that you can and do with that information what you will. But that's the how entire people get to, you know, a quote-unquote woke or, you know, awaken to the madness. People say woke, people say whatever it is. I'm just very aware. That's what I like to do. You know, I always reference this. I always try to talk about this every single time I get the opportunity to. But what people utilize their smartphones for nowadays, dude, it's unimpressive compared to what we could be using it for, man. I'm saying, like, I do the same damn thing. I mean, every single device, you know, the hundreds of devices I've ever had, you know, I have to have Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram, Pornhub. I'm just kidding. No, I have to have all those significant, substantial apps on there, along with a million emails. Dude, I was talking about this a couple weeks ago. I was just thinking about this. I was thinking about the bank card as well. You know how it all feels to get automatic withdrawals, right? As in also direct deposit. You know what it's like to get direct deposit. You know what it's like to get things automatically taken out of your bank account. And obviously, it's our job to know what the fuck comes out of our bank account most times. It's not unless someone's freaking hacking us or something like that. But primarily, I mean, I'd say that it's our job to structure things, and if we don't structure things, we're not gonna have a proper control over certain things that we should be having proper control over, you know? Meaning our bank accounts, meaning anything and everything that we have. I mean, if you don't have control over the stuff, the events that do happen in your life, there's gonna be a problem. Such as withdrawals of money, such as someone stealing your identity, such as something as catastrophic as, someone being able to sign in and read your emails or log into your Facebook account. From the minimalist stuff to the massive, most dangerous, most I mean, apprehensive things that, most terrible things that could possibly happen to a human being. I mean, I can only imagine the list of things that could be happening through getting someone's information and all that. Now, I don't know how the fuck we got into talking about identities and stuff like that, but we got a whole list lined up today for today's show. We have our official notes. We've been doing notes. We've returned officially to the notes. Obviously, I mean, it's too much pressure, man, to do absolute freehand of the show, a freehand of the show. I mean, obviously, like I said, I have an idea, a pretty damn good idea, depending on the episode, depending on whatever's going on. At the same time, like, I'll have a fucking idea of what the hell I want to talk about. Let alone, I'm not just gonna hop on and talk about the fucking weather or something. And speaking of the weather, dude, it's raining. Anytime it rains here in California, it's good. It doesn't matter what part of California you're on, dude. We've been in a drought, but for so long, and I mean, they're saying California is lacking water. I mean, they've said that for years, but dude, imagine if the dams burst, or bursted, excuse me. How much places would be underwater, man? Just do you guys ever take the time to think about that? Like natural disasters, like how would you reply or respond, excuse me, to a natural disaster? I mean, it just depends on the kind of natural disaster it is, but like a earthquake is devastating, probably. I've never personally felt one. I don't think I have, not to my knowledge. A tsunami, never felt that one. People in Florida probably do. I mean, fatal things such as flooding. I mean, I've experienced small forms of that, but there's nowhere near what could be, obviously. And obviously, if you've seen the movies over the years, and we're not stupid people. And you do your research, such as learning about the earth, about the environment, just learning about anything and everything. It doesn't mean it's going to happen today, to right now, next year, 2 years, but we are slowly on track. I mean, if you look at the massive flooding and stuff, and the disasters that happen around the world, dude, it's no coincidence, man. It's not politics. It's not anything with have to do with the weather machine. It's the natural reactions and natural disasters that are set to happen. I mean, I don't know how that sounds any more convincing, but it's just part of the landscape. I mean, it does depends on how much energy we're using of the earth. And obviously, looking at everything that goes on, everything that we use from the planet, the natural resources and everything else like that. I mean, you get earthquakes, we have natural fires sometimes, but we don't know how long the earth has. I mean, we could all get struck with a meteor tomorrow. We could all be in nuclear war by, before the next election. Who knows? Tomorrow is not guaranteed. So whatever the fuck it is that's going on in your life, whatever the fuck you have going on in your relationships, whatever the fuck you have going on when it comes to you understanding things or not, and or not understanding things, we need to all screw our screws back on fully tight and not have any screws loose when it comes to knowing how to survive out there in the world. It doesn't matter if it's a politic or anything related like that. It matters about just the overall common sense of our normal actions. From the second we get up to at this, every single fucking second of the day, your approach to things, how you react to things, how you handle things, your goals, how you set things up. Structure. Structure is so important. Let me tell you how important it is. It's so damn important, dude. Because without structure, you're doing things all over the place, man. And doing things all over the place, let me tell you, is not fun. It takes substantially longer for you to get things taken care of and or accomplished. And it's not something that should be taking that long. It's not something that should be in a form where it takes long like it's taking. You know, when we structure things and we do things in order, we do things according to plan, we're foreseeing the operation before it happens. We're having an idea of what's going to happen before it does. We're establishing a semi-form of a game plan. If you at least have an idea, and my favorite word, one of my favorite words, visualization, you're visualizing what's going to happen. You're putting yourself in that position. It doesn't matter what it is. Dude, if you visualize whatever the hell it is that you're doing, your success rate, your probability, your happiness, your satisfaction, right? Your feeling inside of accomplishment, of feeling of a sense of accomplishing something, it's going to be so much higher. You just got to stay focused. You can't let the little things bother you. You can't let the demon stomp you. If you let the demon stomp you, what's that going to do for you? I mean, a problem for me personally, I feel like I have, is I second guess a lot. So I'm second guessing a lot of shit. And I'm not utilizing my skills to their best of their abilities. Also, on the side, I'm not appreciating my own skills. I'm second-guessing my own skills, as in not giving myself the same self-respect that I should be. I mean, like, I know that I second-guess something. I know it was, imagine, like, the multiple-choice answers, right? You got those quizzes in school, right? You got those multiple choices, and some of those answers seem like they're actually more than one of those choices, those multiple choices, are the semi, quote-unquote, right answer. Now, at the end of the day, when you turn that essay in, or you turn that multiple choice in, it's just one answer per bubble. So every question, even if you're right, you're wrong sometimes. Now, that isn't always right. I know there's a lot of jokes go around when it comes to men saying about women being right all the time, and women are not right all the time. That's far from true. Neither are men. Neither man or woman are superior. It's about your talents, about your skills. It's about what you know. But then again, who are we to say, let alone who am I, to say nor think I want to be in a competition with anyone and everyone? There's leagues, there's tiers, there's obviously success rates, there's mindsets. There's a lot of things that I'd like to think personally in my head that separate us as individual humans. We're not fucking robots. We're not iPhones. I mean, a lot of people seem to tend to act like that now, but dude, we're not robots. We can get through these things. I mean, for me, I don't want to be like anybody else. I know a huge problem in the world. I know there's a lot of stuff that happened and is happening in the world. Like I said, I said this on another episode. I think I was like the 500th episode or 501st episode. I don't remember. We said this at some fucking point. People are so nervous and so scared to be themselves. They're so uneasy about being their true self. So, no, I don't mean the fucking person you think that's in the mirror. I mean the person that you actually see that's out there. Who are you when you're out there? And are you going to actually be who you really truly are? How many of us are using and maximizing our potential? Are we even touching base? Are you even touching close? Are we even close to it? You never truly know. I mean, I would like to believe that I am. I just know that there's things, there's barriers, roadblocks, you know, temporarily, of course, that keep me, keep you, keep anyone else that has relations and can relate to this, keeps you away from things. Our own mind, our own roadblocks, our own mental roadblocks keep us from achieving the things that we want the most. And I was talking to a friend the other day about this. I was like, I could literally fucking write down, I said this, and quote, I could literally fucking write down the quote-unquote success plan for someone, or write down some success stuff, so some steps, step-by-step for you to be successful in some ways. I mean, it seems so simple, right? We grow up, we go to school, we graduate, we get a job. Well, we hit adulthood, then we graduate and we get a job, and, you know, it seems so easy. I mean, obviously that seems so damn basic. And for some people, they visualize that in a subpar way, meaning a negative way, meaning not so positively approached way. You think, oh, I'm just going to grow up and become a tax-paying American and then find love, or never find love, and I'm just going to die alone. Or they don't look at the positives. Like I said, everybody is different here. There's things that separate us all as individual humans. I've met people with similar qualities to me, people who remind me of other people. I've ran into people who I can see stand out from everybody else. And, you know, it's all about your eye. It's all about your visualization. Excuse me. Can I say that 10 times fast? Visualization. Motherfucking visualization. I spend days. Thinking about a lot of things. I mean, there's never a point where I'm not thinking about one thing. I'm not just thinking about one thing at a time. I'm not just underutilizing my brain. I'm essentially, in some ways, I overuse it sometimes. Like I said, I wish there was an off switch. I wish there was a way that we could slow down some of the things that happen, or, you know, be able to kind of categorize the things. But, you know, it depends. You know, obviously, this is something I kind of mentioned the other day that I feel like I should return to. It's kind of like the old-fashioned way. It's kind of going backwards. I know we have these phones. I know we have all these brand new tablets and things we can write things down or type things in. But when it comes to a lot of things that happen in my life personally as a person, dude, I notice I have so much shit in my brain. I don't have enough smart people around me to talk to and communicate to about every little thing. So I gotta write. And just for myself too, mind you, I do have a good old tiny spoonful of smart people around, probably. But people that understand and can relay the messages even better than I can. That's liquid gold right there. That's gold in itself. But people that you can also communicate the messages to and stuff. Those people that understand you, that see where you're coming from, those people are amongst the best of the best. You know, the best kinds of people around you are the ones that you can, you know, obviously trust. Obviously, no shit. Obviously, you don't want anyone around you to think it's full of shit. But only you attract. You attract what you are. You attract what you like, and you attract what, obviously, you know, if you believe in all the energies and all that, like, dude, you attract the energies that you give out. Now, I know there's a lot of people out there whose lights are shining bright. And what do the ones whose lights aren't shining as bright? As in, the aka the haters, aka the little pussy-ass secret admirers we have on the side. These little fuck faces try to do every little thing to ridicule you, to degrade you, to make you look bad, to take you down. I mean, the lack of accountability in the world in general is substantially dropped significantly over the years. I mean, I feel like in my lifetime, I feel like, obviously, I can't sit here and blame it on the world or and all that. You know, a portion of the problems that fucking come in your life are a result of your own wrongdoings. You attracted those wrong people. You talked to those wrong people. You trusted those wrong people. You put everything into those wrong people. What happened? And what happened? You're stabbed in the back. You're wrong. You were done wrong. You take the damage. The emotional, mental, physical, you know, not for you physical, but you take the L and you move on. You know, I'd like to think that I use the hardships in my life as lessons, and or the ones in the past that shaped me into the person I am today. I'm still the ever-evolving person. I still believe there's so many different tools to sharpen. I still believe that there's so many different things that every one of us could be using and doing in our own lives to strengthen and strategize and to improve the overall quality of our life. You know what I mean? It's only a matter of time, you know, obviously, before we achieve and get to the points where we want to be. But once I'm to a point where I want to be, I want to continue to do more. I want to be more. I want to establish myself as more. I want to feel like I'm more. You know what I mean? But before we continue, ladies and gentlemen, if you like our show, be sure, obviously the ones who have subscribed already, be sure to leave us a 5-star rating, 5-star review. Only positives here, ladies and gentlemen, because we speak nothing but the truth. True Speech with the King is available. It's excalable. I was going to say excalable. True Speech with the King is available exclusively on Spotify Podcast. iHeartRadio rocks with True Speech with the King as well. And if you're an iPhone aficionado, if you like the iPhone, if you're an Apple fan, doesn't matter, iPad, iPhone, Mac, iWatch, we're available on Apple Podcasts as well. Mind you, ladies and gentlemen, True Speech is also available on your Galaxy Watches, available on your iWatches, man. We are everywhere, man. And now that we're in the 500 era, we got to ramp up the amount of motherfucking people that are coming in and subscribing, baby. We have 3 episodes, so our 2 episodes already shot in the 500th era. All of our episodes are 100% free and accessible. Obviously, I'll listen to the last probably about from 495 to 503. Well, this one's 503 now, but we also carry on over to Instagram, True Speech Pod on Instagram and Twitter, X formerly known as Twitter, GT King Official on Twitter, G the King underscore official on Instagram, Instagram.com/G the King underscore official. I was rushing in that one, and X.com/GT King official, and then some. You can hit the link in my Instagram bio that takes you to the direct page of all my social medias, my YouTube playlist, my Apple Music playlist, amongst more. We shall update that and stuff as the time goes by. I probably should update it a little bit later on today because I think some of that stuff still is, obviously I could add more and probably update and edit some of the stuff like that. Followed by us possibly playing a game of Call of Duty Mobile after this podcast. That sounds like a plan, doesn't it? It might be, ladies and gentlemen, but be sure to subscribe to us. Thank you all for tuning in. We're not going anywhere, but we will be right back after these messages, folks. It's been my visualization, ladies and gentlemen. We're back, by the way. Sorry, I didn't mean to mention, not warn you, y'all. But it's been my visualization in life, my details, my attention to detail, excuse me, and just my motivation. Oh, man, this is the first time we smoked on the 500th era, ladies and gentlemen. We're high as a motherfucking kite here on this episode of True Speech. My visualization, your visualization. Why do I sound like I slur my words when I say that? You're pre-planning. You know, you just you can visualize a lot of stuff and imagine. Another word for visualization for some is imagine. Put yourself in the scenario of where the fuck you want to be. And depending on what's happening in your life, put yourself in the position of the person, the place, or the thing. Whatever is going on, put yourself in that place. Imagine the scenario. Imagine what you do. I mean, some people have such feeble, basic imaginations. The ones that say hating on you, the ones that call you annoying, the ones that say you talk too much and all this shit. They're the fucking basic ones. They're the ones that don't get anything accomplished. They're the ones who don't show us where we need to be. They show us who the fuck to avoid, mind you. But you don't learn anything from those haters, man. Those people just wish they could be you. Those people hate their lives. Those people want to kill themselves, probably. And they just aren't enjoying themselves as much as they could be. You know what I mean? That's what I tell myself. I don't give a fuck what these people think. I don't care what they think. I don't care how they think. I for sure as hell don't care what they think of me. I'm already steps and steps and beyond steps and beyond steps and beyond steps ahead of these fuck faces. These people aren't going to get the best of me. Why in the hell would I give lesser people my energies? Now, as being humble as I am, as I said, we are humble here. We are acknowledgeable. We are accountable. I'm only talking and labeling these people as lesser because they're people that try to degrade you. Now, it doesn't make us good people going around and degrading other people. Who the fuck do you think you are degrading another human being? It's so judgmental in a lot of ways. I can understand it. I understand why the fuck people are so judgmental now. I don't give a fuck if you're judgmental. You can go suck a dick for all I care. Like, I'm just saying overall for the overall view of the human beings. Like I said, it goes from people being nervous to be themselves because of the judgmental people. And people being scared to do this or that because of the intimidation and stuff like that. It just depends on your overall motivation, who you're surrounding yourself with. And, you know, you got to hype yourself up. You got to feel confident. You got to feel good about these kinds of things. You got to feel motivated. You have to be fired up. And that ties us back into the visualization part of it. You gotta put yourself in the scenario of a winner. Put yourself in the scenario of, and put yourself in the mindset of what the hell I'm gonna do. What is my MO for this mission? And you can't run out of any passion, man. You cannot run out of the passion. If you run out of the... Once the passion degrades or declines, that's when whatever the hell it is you're trying to do is what's it called? It's dragged on, it's lagged, and that's when you have to either reboot yourself, restart yourself, or relight that motivation, or you're going to have an issue. You have to remember what got you to the dance. You have to remember where you're most successful at. You have to remember what you're best at. You have to remember your qualities. Now, some, it's harder than ever to reignite passion for it. Some people have had passion for something in the past, and then they've lost it over time because they haven't reminded themselves on the daily why the fuck they're here, why the fuck they have their motivation they have, why the fuck they're there, and why the fuck they're fighting for the things that they're fighting for. Even when it seems like you have a stalemate, even when it seems like you haven't had a stale day, or something is not being accomplished or attained by a certain amount of time, that could also warrant something that I was just talking about the other day. People putting limitations on themselves. Okay, so you put in limits or end zone times for what it is you fucking want. Sanctioning yourself, limiting yourself, and also on many hands and many forms, and many people probably experience this as well. Pressure. Now, pressure builds diamonds. Don't get me wrong. But if you don't know how to respond to pressure, you got to take it slow to begin with. Like, mind you, myself, I fucking hate it. I hate being in a rush. That's where I make the most mistakes. I hate being nervous. I hate second guessing, as I said earlier. I mean, obviously, like I said, I'm very well aware of my flaws. I've never had to hide from them. I've never hidden from them. I've had motherfuckers say the wildest, stupidest shit ever to me. Motherfuckers tell me about how I am unaccountable and I don't see what I'm doing wrong. Oh, everybody is quick to point fingers if you're in the wrong. Accountability is where that sets in. Not everybody you meet's going to be accountable for their actions. They're just not. They're the pussies of today. No, but no real man or woman would not want to fess up to their actions or their wrongs. Even in the right. Before I make decisions, you know, obviously, like I said, this is about your visualization, as we mentioned earlier. Thinking about everything that happens, thinking about what you're going to do, thinking about your actions, thinking about what's going to happen. Do you think about what the fuck might happen if you do A, B, and or C? Or do you just think about the win? Do you think about the risk and the reward? Or do you just think about what you want, what you want, what you want? Because I've seen many cases, people jump into something that they want or they think it's a certain way, and they get blown out of proportion and they get blown out of their passion completely because they simply just don't know and have what it takes because they weren't willing to look at the full spectrum. They didn't do their research. They didn't look up enough things, enough details, enough facts. And it's all right. Some people just aren't ready for the ball game. I mean, I can't say that I was at one point. I can't say that I'm perfect. But I definitely know a lot more than I have known before. And I'm gracious to be able to sit down here once a week, 500 plus times already, discussing and talking and communicating my thoughts, feelings, and quote-unquote opinions to the masses, to the public, to everybody that listens to the show, and more. I want to get it to be where a lot of people listen on a massive scale. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm grateful. I'm gracious to be able to sit down and find something that there is to talk about and be passionate about things. You know what I mean? It's what makes life so important. In other words, as we said, it adds quality. In some ways, adds excitement. It adds a wide variety of talent to your repertoire. Wide variety of overall skills to your skill set. Like I said earlier, you learn about yourself in ways you never knew. And for some, I'd like to think, makes for the best and the most passionate people in the world, and makes for the most successful people in the world. To be talented at multiple things, many things, to take your talents elsewhere, to put your talents in different stages and areas in life. Fuck yeah, man. That's the way to fucking go, man. Cheers to that. However, we're not sipping on anything here. It is a Monday for True Speech. But today, ladies and gentlemen, as we said, it is March 1st. So once it hits May, that'll be another year passed by of True Speech. Mind you, for anybody that's brand new to listening to this show is not always called True Speech. It was called Kicking It With The King. The G Meeker MMA show back in the day. That was back early in the day. But here we are, True Speech currently, and we're not going anywhere. Now, we really got to get to work on that special edition True Speech 500th edition, 500th episode edition podcast t-shirt. There's no doubt in my mind where we have to do that. We definitely have to do that, man. We definitely have to put that together. And I know we've been saying that for quite some fucking time. I know. We have. But mind you, we will make it happen. For sure. Man, we do nothing but absolutely share our podcast content on both feeds. I use my feed on Twitter. I use my feed on Instagram for both, and always true speech related stuff, in quotes. If anything, I need to push a little bit more on social media. I know I need to. I need to push for the show to be spread to the masses, obviously. But, you know, if you rock with me, if you listen to the show weekly, if you listen to all the episodes, if you rock with me in general, you guys are going to have a damn good time when you're here on the show. And it's going to be something that I think a lot of people enjoy. Because, dude, podcasts have substantially grown over the last 4 years. And here we are. The most commonly stolen thing is a fucking lighter, dude. As I was lighting this, my pipe up. Dude, the most commonly stolen thing is a fucking lighter. And a pen. Pens and lighters, am I right? Am I right or am I right? Ladies and gentlemen. March fucking 1st. Can you believe it? Can you all believe it? Another fucking glorious month gone by. What the fuck did you accomplish in February? What the fuck do you plan on accomplishing in March? April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. What the fuck do you expect? What do you want in life? What are your aspirations? What are your goals? What are your roadblocks? Are these the things you ask yourself? Are these the things that you think about before you do it? I am no spring chicken, nor am I no perfect soul. But there has been times where I sat back and just watched and waited to see what happened first. Then I decided to make my choice. Now, I wouldn't suggest for anybody to do that. That'd be the dumbass thing to do. But I can also say, I'm pretty damn sure that we can relate to that. You know, a lot of the times it'll just be me getting nervous, worried, fed up, full of anxiety. Quite simply because these moments are sacred. They're important. They're a must not fuck up position to put yourself in quite often, quite frequently. It's like, I can't not fuck this up. I got to tell myself that. You got to tell yourself that. If you're not ready for a moment, if you're not ready for something to happen, you got to be honest with yourself. You got to be realistic. As much as you want to accomplish or achieve whatever it is you're looking at, or do, or even attempt, sometimes we're not fucking ready. We like to think that we are, but then again, also at the same time, that means that you're willing to try new things. That means that you're not afraid. That means that you're ready to prosper. Now, that's not a bad thing. I 150% support anybody out there that kicks ass, that's willing to kick ass, that's willing to face no matter what the fuck it is, to be able to fight through the battles and get themselves where they need to be. Wherever that may be. Like I said, there is no ceiling. There is no ending in sight. For myself, at least. The way I look at it, man, there's no damn ending in sight. There's no fucking place that I plan on stopping. The way I see it, man, is I have a bunch of unfinished chapters in life that I still need to go back and finish writing before I can continue to push forward to the future. You know what I mean? If you spend too much time in one spot, you're not going to be able to focus on the other areas. You know what I mean? And meaning like, too much time in one spot is dangerous. Like when I was in college, for the first ever time in the summer, right? I rushed a psych class, and dude, I got an F. But mind you, my mind, body, and soul was thinking, dude, I gotta just push through this shit and hope for whatever the best can happen. Was we learning shit? I still learn things, but it's the not the learning part that gets me when it's in the school related stuff like that or tests related shit. It's the bitch ass part that you have to be quizzed on it. You know what I mean? It's the fucked up part of it. I'm kind of glad this doesn't stay lit because the amount of times that I talk and stuff like that and then take breaks in between that and the constant flickering of the light in someone's ear probably can't be too settling. You know what I mean? But point blank is you can't wait to the last minute. Don't be like me. I mean, obviously everyone is similar in a lot of ways. But we're also very different, man. Like I said earlier, I don't pride myself on being any fucking similar to anybody. Don't ever compare me to nobody. Don't ever make me feel like I'm in competition with anybody. Fuck you. I'm the only individual that there is. I have a vague personality. And what you guys maybe wondering is who am I, what person or point of view am I talking from? I'm talking from first and third in a way. This is how I feel about myself. Obviously, I'm no perfect person, but nobody's perfect. Perfect isn't even a real word in a lot of ways, dude. Nobody's perfect. If you live to be perfect, you're not doing anything in life. You're going completely on the wrong trail. So like, you got to be perfect. Your perfect has got to be imperfect. Your perfect isn't everybody's perfect. It's a fitment of imagination, ladies and gentlemen. So it can only be as perfect as you make it in that present moment. That's exactly what life's full of. It's full of many forms of moments. How the fuck do you want to be remembered? How the fuck do you want your tasks, your duties, your actions to be remembered? You choose. How do you want the nature of your current life to be? Do you think that you have an impact on people? Do you think you mean anything to the world? Do you think you mean anything to anybody aside from your family? Who the fuck are you? What do you want? We need to think about this stuff. And if you don't think about it, you need to get to thinking about it. It's important things. It's stuff that people need to sit down and think about. Now, mind you, it's important that people remember these kinds of things. It's important that these people don't forget where they come from. You know what I mean? If you don't forget where you come from, if you remember your work ethic, if you strategize, if you structure yourself properly, if you put it all together like in a circle, man, it can be some of the best, you know, changes you can possibly ever have come into your life. Now, if you half-ass it, if you don't prepare yourself like you should, it can be fatal for you. It can be unfortunate. The circumstances can flip you upside down. You know what I mean? I mean, it all depends on your preparation. It all depends on how the fuck you put yourself together. How do you structure yourself? How do you prepare yourself for the storm that is to come? You can anticipate a storm all you want, but it doesn't mean that it's going to necessarily happen. But hey, worst case scenario, it does. Best case scenario, it doesn't. But you still have all the knowledge necessary and ready and prepped for whenever any kind of form of adversity happens. Now, if you spend a bunch of your time in life not responding to things or not preparing for what's to come and what's to happen, what could happen, you're going to get flipped upside down each and every single time, man. You got to prepare. You got to be ready. And you got to anticipate, man. I'm not saying sit around and just be a nuts, go nuts about thinking about what the hell could possibly happen. I say just like logically and very gently brainstorm the passageways of life and what the hell can happen and the possibilities and everything based on logic, based on research, based on how you've responded in the past, based on facts, based on intel, based on the people, you know, obviously that you can have around you with experience and stuff. You got to have friends and people and family members and anyone and everyone you have And that's a good voice. It's a good, that can give you good ideas and great essential other ways of thinking. In the back of my mind, it feels like I'm asking people to go crazy or insane. I imagine each and every scenario. No. Be able to structure yourself properly where you're able to do the simplest of things, and let alone just be able to function at that high rate that you do or normally do, and be able to like fit everything into your repertoire, meaning your whole skill set. You want to be able to utilize your skills, right? Don't make it to where it's impossible. You know what I mean? Like, if you're capable, if you're more than capable of doing something, you know that you are, don't twist and turn anything, or twist and, you know, you explore areas of yourself you don't need to work on. Some people tend to overwork themselves. I mean, I don't know where the limit is, personally. Meaning, I couldn't sit here and explain it to anyone and tell them. Only you know your limits. Only you know where you're best at. Only you know your skills. And you're willing to own up to it if you're willing to battle your way up the mountain. If you're willing to battle your way up the difficult path, battle your way through, excuse me, then you are closer than anyone who wouldn't want to do that. You know what I mean? You got to be willing to make sacrifices, and be willing to make sacrifices amongst the most unfortunate things in life. And you got to let go of some things. You got to come to reality and a lot of other things. And I'm not going to sit here and say it's easy. It's not anywhere near easy at all. If it was easy, I would be sitting here becoming a millionaire. So, no, but life's not meant to be easy. It's meant to be eventful. It's meant to be challenging. And we're all meant to do things that, you know, obviously, we're here for a reason. We're put on this planet for a reason. So we're meant to do things that are positive, I'd like to think. How do you inspire others? When I ask that question again, how do people look up to you? How do you carry yourself? First thing I look at with many is the way they react to me when I greet them or respond to them, how they respect me, how they carry themselves in general. That shows everything, man. You know, I'm not opposed to judgment. I don't judge people. Now, mind you, I only judge, let's let you guys in on a little secret, I only judge after racking up a bunch of different warning signs in my head that warrant myself to judge the fucking person that gives me the reason, gives me that reason. If they're checking boxes X, Y, and Z, it's going to be hell of hard not to categorize it. And I'm not meaning to categorize it in a bad way or label anything or anybody. It takes a lot because I give chances as well. And that's my own personal preference. That's my own personal doing. But there's a difference between realistic and there's a reason. There's a difference between realistic and there's a difference between your world, your realisticness. Like, what do you have? What's your realisticness? What's your realistic pathway to being successful? I can't sit here and tell you that. I can't sit here and tell myself that. I have to do it on my own. Figure it out on my own. Prosper through this thing on my own. If I wanted someone's help, I could ask for some guidance. I could ask for some direction. I can ask for, you know, more so another opinion from someone. If I can't think of it myself, if I can't come up with a solution or a direction to go, then I'm going to seek some help, do some external research, try to push myself in a direction where I know I can be a lot more successful or I can find a lot more existential answers. I want to find what's necessary. You know, for me, myself, and I, personally, I want to find myself the answers to many things that I have going on. Many things that I'm doing. Many things that I have going on. Well, if I could think to myself right now, what the hell do I have going on and what I should be thinking of and what may be something I'm going through? Do I have anything I want the answers to? I could probably think of some, man. I'm gonna sit here and say that I don't. I don't at this point in time. I start to think that, you know, a lot of these things are just temporary. And you know, these problems, these issues, whatever it is you're currently facing, whatever it is you're going through, whatever you think is difficult or hard right now, whatever it is you're going through, X, Y, or Z, it could be all the things in the world that is designed to destroy you. It's not enough for you to feel this way. You've got to get out of the habit of thinking that. You got to only do the things that are necessary for yourself. We can't react to everything. We can't get mad at everything. We can't get upset at everything. We can't feel destroyed over everything, dude. If we feel vulnerable when stuff happens, it's normal. I'm not going to tell you not to feel things. I'm not going to tell you not to experience and have a reaction and feel normal like a normal human being. But there's ways to go about it. There's ways to generally get yourself through it. And there's ways that you don't go. Now, this isn't like a complete social class that I'm going to sit here and explain every little bit and piece of it, because it's just something that everybody has to kind of come up with themselves. You gotta be willing to fight the hard battles. You gotta be willing to fight the battles that nobody else wants to. And you gotta be willing to be realistic and cut the bullshit. That's the difference. A lot of people don't want to cut the bullshit. A lot of people don't want to keep themselves away from the easy parts. The difficult parts is what everyone should be going after. But people don't. People tend to go after the easiest parts. Why? I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I'm not those people. I've taken every difficult road that there is, and, you know, it marks to this very day. There's nothing that I'm ashamed of doing it. I mean, I didn't choose to take every single road that was less traveled. I mean, it just happened so that life puts us in situations and places and things and puts us towards stuff that we need to do. It puts things in our way. It gives us different looks of life. It yanks us in all these different directions. Okay, that's all well and good. My question, ladies and gentlemen, my fucking question today: how the fuck are you gonna react to that? Are you gonna, oh no, everything's falling down, it's all crumbling, oh no, why me? Or are you going to grab it by the fucking balls and conquer every side of life? I mean, it's not easier said than done, ladies and gentlemen. But you can be on the step towards it. Depending on the person, man. Depending on who you are. Your strategies. What you do when you come back. What you do when something happens to you. Your motivation. Where you get everything from. You have to be ready to fight, man. You have to be ready to fight. You have to be ready to go. You have to be ready to face anything that comes your way. If we don't do that, we're not going to achieve anything close to what we want. Or we're just going to be basic. We're never going to be what we truly could have. But let's get out of here, ladies and gentlemen. Anyways, what a show it's been today. Episode 502. Of True Speech with the King, with yours truly, ladies and gentlemen. We will be back sooner rather than later. Okay, guys? In order to follow us, Instagram.com/TrueSpeechPod, Facebook.com/TrueSpeechPod, and Twitter.com/TrueSpeechPod. GT King Official on X.com/GT King Official, G the King_Official on Instagram, and then some.
You can click the link in my bio to go to all of my social medias, all in one spot, ladies and gentlemen. So without further ado, we will be back sooner rather than later, ladies and gentlemen. What a fucking hell of an episode. We're on episode 502, and wow, we already broken into the month of March. We can't wait to keep it going, folks. But until we meet again, ladies and gentlemen, we will be back sooner rather than later. We are out of this bitch. Bye, folks.
Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah, I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. All the time. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. All the time. I come to party, trying to get lit. Musical loudest, lifted with hits. If I hop on it, then do what you get. I just go in like the flick of a switch. I come to party, trying to get lit. Musical loudest, lifted with hits. If I hop on it, then do what you get. I just go in like the flick of a switch.